Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
The Mishnah, the beginning of the fourth parak, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. The Mishnah says that somebody who's mudar hanami chaveiroi is osur for the mudar to be nana from Jesus, a regular of the madir. The Gemara says, who's the Tana that says this? Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer that holds afilu vitur also but mudur hana, which means that the din that a mudur hana cannot be nana from drisa seregel from the madir is talion machlekas Rabbi Eliezer the chachamim. If vitur is also by a mudur hana, vitur is something the Mishnah explained. Vitur means something that bederech klal people are not makpin on. So we see from here that drisa seregel is considered something that people are not makpin on. And Mela, it's Talia and Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, if this thing that people are not makpin on to let each other use without paying, is that also by Mudah Hana or not? That's Drisa Sarego. The Gemara in Bava Basta from the Design on Beis seems to be a steer to this. The Gemara over there, the mission over there, is dealing with the dinim of chazakas, which means if a person is mishtamish in somebody else's property for a certain amount of time, for 3 years, and the bal habas, the bal habayis, doesn't make any machar, doesn't kick him out, so that's a raya. He can now say, he can use it as a raya that he allowed him to use it. He gave him permission to use it, even though he doesn't have any shtar or any proof. That alone is enough of a raya. But that only works on things that people are makbin on. But there are people are makbin on. If people are not makbin on this type of ishtamshus, so then the fact that he didn't tell him to leave is not a raya. So the Gemara over there comes out with maskana that if somebody comes and he's mishtamish bechatzer shel chaveroi, but even that he stands there and he uses the makom bedrisas haregel, he does not have a chazaka. He does not have a chazaka because people. He does have a chazaka because that is something that people are makpin on. The Gemara says only shutfim. The Gemara comes out. It's the minig of shutfim to not be makpin. But if people are not shutfim, they're not partners in the chatzar, so they are makpin on each other for Jesus Arego. So the Mishnayim asked that to steer from our sugi over here. That seems to imply that Jesus Arego people are not makpin on. So the Tosfos over here by us really is already Meramis to the Teretz. Tosfos, the very first Tosfos of the Perek says, Ein bein hamudar hano el drisas haregel. Tosfos says, B'mokom deloi kapti inji kigoin bika b'yamais hachama. This is based on Tosfos in Megillah Daf Ches, which asks the steer that I just mentioned. And Tosfos answers, Mechalik between two different types of properties. Our Gemara over here is talking about a bika b'yamais hachama. It's a type of property which people are not makpid on. That's why it's dafka talia the machlekes of Eliezer and the Chachamim. If something which people are not makpid on is also ben mudah hana or not. Mashenkin, the sugin Baba Basra is talking about a chotzer, a person's chotzer in front of his house is a different type of property that people are makpid on. That's the teretz of Rabbeinu Tam. It's brought in Megillah Daf Ches, and Tosfos over here also says it. The Ran over here by us brings the kasha b'shem the Ramban, and he's mechalik between two different types of drisas haregel, not two different types of property, but two different types of drisas haregel. The drisas haregel in our sugi is talking about walking through someone's property. On that we say the derech klal people are not makpid on people just walking through their property. Mashenkin and Baba Basra, we're talking about not walking through, but sitting there, being misakiv sham. That is a different type of ishtamshus, which people are makpid on, and that's why it has a din of a chazaka legabi hilchas chazakas in Baba Basra. The Mefarish over here in the Darim, he says, Eladrisas haregel la'avor b'chatzeiroi ulekatzer darkoi. The mashmos of the Mefarish is that the only time it's going to be usher for the mudar to be nana from the drisas haregel is if it's mekatzer darkoi, if he gets a shortcut, if it makes his traveling time shorter. That's called hana. But just to walk through on his way to wherever he's going, it's mashal from the Mefarish that will not be nechlal in the isra hana. The Bach in Simon Reish Chof Aleph is Medayik this also in Rashi. And he says, yeah, that's Takap Shad in Rashi, that since he doesn't need the person's Rishos, he's not really gaining anything from his Rishos, he's just walking over it, he doesn't get to where he's going fast, so that's not Nechel in the Yisur Hana, and even by Mudah Hana, that would be Mutar. The Shach and the Taz both reject the Bach. They say that Rashi is Lav Dafka. And they bring a Raya from the Sugya later on in Darm Daf Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches is talking about that the Madir is a Mevaker. He's the Mevaker Choyle, and the Mudar is a Choyle. He's sick. So the Madir wants to come. I'm sorry, the Mudar Hana wants to come visit the Madir. the Madir is a choyle. So the Gemara says, yeah, the Gemara discusses it. There's a problem because when the Madir, when the Muda goes to be Mavakir the choyle, he's going into his house and he's being nene from the Hishtamshish of his house. So the Gemara says it's okay, it's mutter, as long as he's standing up. It's all sugi over there, he can't be sitting, he has to be standing up. The Gemara says the reason is because when the Madya, the Hainu the Choyle, when he makes his neder, that the Mavakir, the Hainu Shimin, he can't be nene from me, he doesn't have in mind a Hana that's going to prevent his own personal benefit for his own personal health. If he needs for his own personal health that the muda should be nene from his nechosov, that's not nechel in his nether because he needs it. So it's not nechel in his nether. Mele, you see, blulei that svara, you see that it would have been considered an isra of drishas haregel for the muda to go into the house of the madir, even though he's not being mekatze darkoi. That's the kasha of this taz in Simrei Shchav Aleph. Lanias Daiti, I don't really understand the kasha so well because, all right, over there he needs, that's where he needs to be. The Madir, the Mudar, is going to be Mivakar Chayla, and that's the only place that he, that's this is the only place that he can be Mekayim his mitzvah of Mivakar Chayla. But Akoparin, that was his kasha of the Taz. The Gemara in the Nedarim of Tes Zayin on the Beis says that if somebody makes a neder not to be Mishtamish from a Sukkah, so he can't go into the Sukkah on Sukkah, he can't go be Mekayim his mitzvah. To which the Gemara asks, why not? Mitzvah slav lehenes nidnu. Mitzvah slav lehenes nidnu. Since the etzim kiyum ha-mitzvah of yeshivas ha-sukkah is a mitzvah, and we apply the klal, that the etzim kiyum mitzvah is not considered a hana. So the Gemara asks, why should he not be able to go into the sukkah? On that Gemara, the Rashash asks, doesn't understand. Bishlama, the kiyum mitzvah is not a hana. But hare, the etzem, he's getting shade from the sukkah. He's sitting in the sukkah. Besides the kiyum mitzvah, there's also many hana'as gufiyos that he's getting. He's getting shade from the sukkah. He's protecting him from the rain or whatever. Well, not the rain, but whatever it is, the weather. He's getting protection. So he's being nana from the sukkah. So why isn't it asr out to that? So Rashash over there says, it could be that the pshat is that since the person has a house of his own, he has his own house, so sitting in a sukkah is not considered that he's being nana because he has a house. He doesn't need the house. It's not something that he. It's not considered hana if he himself can get it on his own without coming on to the madir. Now Rashash is very much mashma like this, like we're saying now in the mafarish. The maisa, the Rashash brings a raya because from the end of the third parak, the Gemara says that if a lokeach wants to go buy a chavetz, and he's not allowed to be nene from the moicher, as long as it's a zvina de rami al ape, he's allowed to buy the chavetz. The Ran explains that zvina de rami al ape means it's a zvina that's very easy to find, it's very hard to sell. So it's considered, the lokeach is not considered to be a nene, because he can get it anywhere. Since he can go buy this chavetz in many places, so when he goes dafka to this meicher, who he's not allowed to be nene from, it's not called he's being nene from him, because he doesn't need him specifically, he can get it from anywhere else. So Shash brings a raya from there, that if something is easily attainable in another way, he doesn't need dafka to come onto the madir, that's not considered to be nechlo in the Suri Hano. So for kids, just to summarize this, what we just spoke out, we have a machlokes seems rishonim v'achronim. If a mudah hana by drishas haregel is considered to be a hana, even though he's not being makatzer darkoi, and we have raya's lechayer both ways, and we have a machlokes rishonim, exactly what is the chilek between the gemara here in Baba Basra and the gemara in Nedarim? When do we say people are makbid on hana and when they're not makbid on hana? When they're not makbid on people using their drishas haregel. We mentioned already that there's machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether or not vitor, something that people are not makbid on, is also b'mudah hana. And now Ezra Hashem is going to try to explain a little bit the Manda Arba that holds that vitor is mutter. Vitor is mutter. The Rashbam of Basis of Nun Zayin and Beis explains that the Manda Arba that holds vitor is mutter b'hana, the pshat is that a chotzer, that people are not makbid on, that other people walk on it. So legabe drisas haregel, the chotzer has a din of hefker. He's not considered the balabas over the walking. Since he allows people to walk on it whenever they want, he's not considered to be the bailim over the drisas haregel. And therefore, that's why the mandarma holds vito is mutter b'mudah hana. That's why it's mutter. Because when he walks on it, it's not considered that he's walking on a chevetz of the madir. Because it's considered like it's hefker. The Ran by us in the Dharm Daf Lama Gimel seems to say differently. The Ran says in the Dibur HaMaschil, it starts on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis continues on Daf Lamed Gimel. At the very beginning of Daf Lamed Gimel, he says, "Ki hai gav de loy mikri hano the cave and the midi the loy kapti ba inshi who ain ze kori nene michavero." It's not, since people are not makbid on this, it's not considered nene michavero. So the lashon is very ambiguous, and we're going to see the machlokas achronim how we touch up this run. The Tui Evin in Megillah Daf Ches understands the pshat in the run is that a hano which people are not makbid on, people allow other people to use it, is not considered a hano chashuva. It doesn't have a chashivos of a hana, and therefore the Torah didn't answer it. It's not a chashuv enough hana that it's considered to be asr al yisuri hana. Based on his avona, he asks two kashas on the Ram. One from the Gemara of Zardaf Mem Zayin that says that it's also to sit in the shade of an ashera, because an ashera is a chefto of Zara, and he's not allowed to be nana from the shade. So the Tui Evin says the chayra shade is an example of a type of hana which b'derech klal people are not makbid on. They allow people to sit in the shade of their chafatzim because they don't lose anything from someone sitting in the shade of their chafatzim. Therefore, it should feed the ran. It should be mugdar as a type of a lower darga hana, and therefore it shouldn't be considered yisuri hana in the Torah's definition of yisuri hana. And therefore, it should be mutter. His other kasha is from the Gemara Pesachim Daf Chav Vav that says it's also to sit in the heichal of the base of Mikdash, because Kol Mara and Reach shall Kodesh is Aser. The sound of Kodesh, the Mara and the Reach. It's a tzad there in the Shachal Taya, because it doesn't come out like that in Moskona. But he's asking from that side of the Gemara that Lechayra comes out also there, that the sitting in the shade of the Heichal is considered in Isser Hana, even though people are not makbid on. All who are in Kol Mara and Reach also. Kol Mara and Reach are things that people are not makbid on, because nobody loses any money from somebody nana from my Kol. So therefore, you see, it's a kasha on the run that even things that people are not makbid on still have a gedder of, so the Torah still considers it a Hana, even though it's a very low daga Hana. So Lemaisa, he speaks out that the Fidu Rashbam, these questions are not Shver Bechal. Because according to the Rashbam, that the whole void of the whole the Pshat and the Mandar that Vitor is Mutter is that the Chavetz is considered Hefker. So by an Asherah tree, by Atzei Asherah, which is a Hefter of Avodah Zarah, so obviously it doesn't matter if the Bailim is Mafgir, the Schus of his, of people sitting in his shade. The ma'aseh it's a chefta of avodah zarah. The isser doesn't need a bialim. Even if the hasher was completely hefker, legamrei would be also to sit underneath it because it's a chefta of isur hana. Dafka by nedarim where the isser is to be nenim michaveira to get hana from ruvein's chafatzim. Then we say if the chevet is hefker, so it's not also be muda hana. But nashera and huadin he says by heichal too. There's no hefker over there. Who's going to be mafkeret? The gizbar can't be mafkeret. So mainly it belies the Rishus of Hektish, and both those things are also the Fidu Rashbam. Lemaisa, the Turi Evin doesn't like the Rashbam for a different reason, because he says that it's Shver, that the Etzem Din of Vitor is talking about the Moicher, is things that the Moicher, when he sells nuts or whatever, he throws in a few extra nuts. So that's not also, that's what the real word Vitor means. And so this Chor over there is not in Hefker, he says. What does that have to do with Hefker? He's not Mafker them. He's not Mafker. He gives you a few extra ones. So because of that, he says his own Pshat. He says the Pshat is that something which is not, which people are not Makbid on, the Das of the Noida Lechatchila is not for the Neder not to be Chal on that. He doesn't have Das of the Neder to be Chal on that. That's what the Turi Yevon says. Mela, also the Turi Evin is Dafka Din Nedarim, and it's not Shver the Shilas from Vodazar and from and from the Heichal Beis Hamikdash and Huadin from Kolamara. The Kovet Shiurim about Basra Simon Reishin and Zion, he also brings this Ram, and he says a very different Pshat. He explains like this: there's two types of Isuri Hana in Hilchos Nedarim. There's one type of Isur Hana where somebody asks Nichosav Al Chaveroi. Another type of Isur Hana, where he asks Hana. He asks Hana's Gufay. The Achbarim called Hana's Gufay, Hana's Nechosav. The difference is that by Hana's Nechosav, the Pshat is that the Neches, the Chefetz of the Madir, becomes a Chaticha de Isura. It's a Chefetz of Isur Hana. Masha'enken, when someone says Reuven can't be Nene from Shimon, he asks my Hana on him. So over there, there's no Chefetz of Isur. The etzem hana is also. That's the result of the nether. Mela says Rabbi Chanan that he's medayik in the Ran. The lashon of the Ran is ein zekari nene mi chaveroi. He says like this: when someone asks himself the hana on someone, when someone asks his hana on somebody else, so then it's only going to be aser if we view the hana as coming from the madir. The hana is coming from the madir, going to the mudar. The hainu, the madir is being mahane the mudar. That's what's nechel in the isur hana when he asks hanasai al chaveroi. So the mela. That's dafka there. Do we say this din of the rabbanan of vitor is mutter b'isuri hana? Because he's mechadish avort that when something is when people are not makpid on things, when Reuven is not makpid on anybody using his field, so when somebody does go take the hana from the field, it's not considered he's getting the hana from Reuven. Since Reuven is not shaylad on it, he's not machria who uses it, who doesn't use it. We're not misyaches as the hana coming from Reuven. It's Reuven's chayfetz. It's Reuven's mammon, but the hana is not being mahanahim because he's not shaylet on the mammon. He lets anybody use it. So meila, but mashayin came. If somebody asks nechasav al chaveroi, then even the chachamim are going to be moided that vitor is aser because haray the chayfets. Let's say the chotzer, people are not makbaran to use the chotzer, but it doesn't matter if he's not makbaran. Haray the chotzer is a chefetz of isur hana. So when he walks on the chotzer, he's being nene from tashmishay chaveroi. He's being nene from mammon chaveroi. That's also b'mudah hana. So the whole machlekes chachamim Rabbi Eliezer is dafka be'oifan that he asked the hana al chaver. The mela al pizeh is miyasha the turi evans kashas on the run. He says from avodah zarah it's not kasha because over there the asher is a chefta of isuri hana. It's a chefta of iser. So over there, of course, everybody holds that it's asher. There is no man the armor that holds vitor is mutter over there. It doesn't matter if people are mevatir because the chefta is a chefta of iser. It's dafka din nedarim where the hana has to come mechavera. This mahalik of Rabbi Chanan is a mahalik of Sachroinim. Kiv Eger in Mishnayis, Perak Hay, in the first Perak of Perak Hay, Nedarim Ois Membez, the Mishnah over there says that Shutfim, they make a nether on each other, so that each, they share a chatzah, so neither Shutf is allowed to walk into the chatzah, because they're Shutfim, and each one can't be nether from the other person's chalik. So over there, the Tzitzis Yomtiv asked the Kasha, how could each shutef ask the other one on their own property? Each one owns chelik of the property. So how could Reuven ask Shimon on Shimon's own property? So he answers that really when you have two shutefim, not pshat that each one owns everything. It's impossible. Either mar love the mar. Each one can't own the whole entire thing. Pshat is that each one owns exactly half. And the gabi, the other half that the other person owns, is a shibud. There's a shibud that each one has. He's allowed to go and be mishtamish with the other shutef's chelik of the chatzah. So he says that we paskin that koinomos are mafkiya midei shibud, which means if somebody makes a neder, if Reuven makes a neder that Shimon can't be nene from him, even though Shimon had a shibud on Reuven, the shibud's paka. Since he can't be nene from him, the shibud's paka. So Mela, when each one makes a neder, the other shutef can't be nene from him, so the shibud's paka. And Mela, each one, they don't have a shibud anymore to use the other person's chelik, so Mela, they can't walk on it. Says the Kivi Eger, that only makes sense if we say that the Isser that they took was the neder that each shutef took was a neder to not be neder from his nechasim. But if the neder was to not be neder migufay, like we just spoke out the two types of nedarim, if the neder was not to be neder migufay, so it's not mistaber that would be usher. It's not mistaber that would be usher to take the shibud because that's not called a hana. Taking something which is magia to me, which you're chayv to me, which you owe to me, is not called that you're being mahanim me by taking it. It's like Kirei says the same thing in Perak Madrin Subas, where the Perak is talking about a husband who's madir hana, his madir his wife and being nene from him. So he says, so he has to divorce her after 30 days because he can't feed her, he can't give her mezainas. So he says, oh, what's the case? If the case is that she can't be nene from him, so he's chayv to be lozenes ishtoi. So the mezainas that he gives her is not called that he's being mahanah her. Obviously the case over there is, says Kiveger, it's talking about he was madir here from the chosov. So to over here, he says it has to be the field tais yomtiv that he's madir here from the chosov. In Cain, he has shver because the ran there in that mishnah says that the din that each shutef can't be nether from each other is dafka field the mandamra that holds mudar that holds vitor is also be mudar hana because the shutef are not makbar on each other. So mela, it comes out that dafka field. Tafkal fiyabul yezer. So, if the Mishnah is talking about that they asked on each other hano and not neches, dafka nechasim. I'm sorry, dafka nechasim, and they did not ask each other the hano. So then it doesn't make it. So since they asked on each other the nechasim, so then it's not talking about machalik. It's vitor mutar bahano or aser bahano. because the Yisrael of Rabbi Chanan, that the whole machlekes of Rabbi Chanan is dafka be'ofen that the Yisrael is hana. Then we say there's a machlekes if it's called nene mechaver, if it's called the madi is being mahane, the mudar. But if the chefs of Yisrael is the etzim chafatim, the chafatim, the nechasim were asa, so then it's pashut, even Chacham is going to hold that it's asa. So you see mamish Rabbi Chanan, you see Kiveger mamish going al derech Rabbi Chanan. The Shalmei Nedarim brings that the Shulchan Aruch and Seven Reish Chaf Aleph, when he brings down the halacha of this Mishnah, and it says that if someone who's Muda Hanami Chaveira, he's not allowed to be Nana from Jesus Aregel, he writes Lahedia that the case is that he's Muda Minechosov. So you see the Maisa from the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch is Mashma, that even when someone makes a Nether from Nechosov, it's totally in this machlekes Rabbi Lezner Chachamim if Vitor is Matavita. I mean, the Rabbanon that Matavita will even be Matavita when there's a neder from the Chosov. Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shleiman, his Chidushim Nedarim, he wants to say a Chiddush, a little bit hard for me to understand, but he wants to be Asher for Bekiv Eger. There's a chilik between if somebody asks all of the Chosov or one Neches. When someone asks one specific Neches, one Chavetz al Chaveir, then we say Bekiv Eger's Vort that it's not telling the machlekes of the yarzim chachamim, and even the chachamim are going to hold that it's asur because the chevetz itself becomes a chatichat yisura, and it doesn't matter if he's nene from chaveir or not. The chevetz itself that doesn't matter if the chaveir, the madi is being mahanehim. The chevetz is a chatichat yisura. Mashenkin, if he asks kol nechasov, then we say then it has like a din of when he asks hana that the chafatzim of the madir don't become each chafetz. We don't look at each chafetz as being a chatichat yisura. Rather, we look at the he can't be nene. He has to be mahanahim. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. A little bit of a shver svar. Maisa, the Rambam in Yishus Perek Hey Halacha Hey says he's mechadish. This is the Rambam's chiddush that if somebody's mechadish in isha with a chayfetz of let's say Reuven's mechadish in isha with Reuven's chayfetz, and that chayfetz Reuven's not makpid that anybody use, he lets people use it. He's not makpid that people use it. And Shimon comes and takes the chayfetz without asking Reuven. And he's mechadish in isha. So the Rambam says it's called safik mikudeshes. Safik mikudeshes. The Medbi Yehuda in Madura Kam Evan Ezra Simin Nuntes explains that the Rambam is Pashat is only talking about a case where Reuven, the owner of the Chayv, the original owner of the Chayfetz, is not makbid for anybody in the world to use it. But if there's one person in the world that he's makbid that he doesn't use the Chayfetz, so then the Rambam would never have it said that he's Mekudeshes. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Peah that if someone's mafkir something only to Aniyim, or he's mafkir only to Ashivim, that's not Hefker. Hefker has to be like Shvius, that it's completely Hefker, Lagabi, to everybody. So over here, if there's one person that he's not allowing to use the chayfetz, so Mela, the chayfetz is not hefker, and Mela, he's not allowed to, the kedusha is not chal, no one's allowed to take it. Avli Meluim says, in Simon Chav Ches Ois Memtes, he's medayik from this Noid Yehuda. You see, Noid Yehuda understands that the yisoid of when someone's not makbid on something, he's not makbid for somebody else to use it, the yisoid is that it becomes like a din hefker. He asks on the Noid Yehuda, it comes out, Lefi Devarav, we paskin, the halach is, if somebody's mafkir something, he can't be chayzer afterwards. If he wants the chayvitz back, he has to go be koine like everybody else. He can't say, I changed my mind. Mela comes out, Lefi Noid Yehuda, if somebody's not makbid on something, and people use it, he can't change his mind. He can't say, oh, now I'm makbid, because the chayvitz is already hufkar, it's already hefkar. That's why he says, because it's davar zar ma'oid, if that would be true. So Mela, he says, dimshat, and when someone's not makbid on something, it's not hefkar, but rather, it has a din like he's being makne as a matana to anybody who wants to come and take it. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference. Even if there's one person that he says, no, him I won't give it to, it doesn't matter. Only by hefkar we say that the chalais hefkar has to be on everybody or nobody. But if he wants to give it as a matana, that's enough. The kovet shiurim, we mentioned before, says that the Rashbam, the Basdaf, and Zainon Beis, is mashma like the Noid Yehuda. Because the Rashbam says that if somebody's not makbid on his Drisus Regel, on people's Drisus Regel, so has a din of hefker. So you see, mashma like the Noid Yehuda, that has a din of hefker. The Maisa, start eating a little bit on this Kovitz Yuram, because the Rashbam over there is explaining the Mand Amr of the Rabbanan. But Harei Rabbi Eliezer argues in the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer argues and holds that Mudar is Aser be Yisrael. So obviously Rabbi Eliezer does not hold that there's a din hefker. It's a little bit tzarechiyin over there. Maisa, in summary of what we just said, we have Machlokes, we shine him on what's pshat in the Rabbanan, Davito is Mutter. We have Machlokes, achroinim, what is the Kavanah of the Ran. Okay, again, Machlokes is the Ran in the Rashbam, and what is the pshat in the Rabbanan. And we have Machlokes, achroinim, and what is the pshat in the Ran, the Tori Evan and the Kovish Urim. We have Machlokes, achroinim, if the Mandam of Vitor is Mutter Rabbanah, is only when he asked Hanas Gufai, but not when he asked Nechasov. And we have machlokes achronim. What's the din of makbid? Is something ain't no makbid on something? Is the din of hefker, or does it only have a din of a matana? The Gemara continues and asks a question that lafi the manda omar, that the Mishnah says that if he asks on himself, if he asks only oichel chaveiro, it's also even bekelim that you use for oichel. So the Gemara says that he only asked meichel. Why is it also even on kelim? So the Gemara answers that he said hanas meichel. He added an extra word. He didn't just say meichel when he said hanas meichel. He added on himself even the kelim. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Maybe hanas meichel came to aser shelo yuloy schitin ritin al makosay. The Gemara says maybe he added that he shouldn't be nene from it. The Ran explains that the Gemara means to ask that the Gemara's question was that he's adding on himself in Isser to be not only to eat the food, but maybe he's adding on himself also in Isser to be nene from the food. And the Hanah, the Gemara says, is shelo yilo iskitin v'itin agavim makasa. The question is, all the achronim over here ask, we'll go through them soon, but the question is that the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Pesach, in Tav Samech Vav, the Shulchan Aruch paskens lo yilois adam chitin v'yitin agavi makosai. On Pesach, a person cannot be yilois chitin and put them on his makah, because when he's yilois them, when he chews on them, they're machmits them. The Mishabru there in Sifkat and Aleph explains that even though that this halacha is dafka talking about his own chametz. Why? Because the problem is that when it becomes chametz, he's over bal yiraya. That's the issue. But if he borrows chametz from a goy, but if there's no isra bal yiraya, so there's no isra for him to use for the goy to be loyas on the chitim, and for him to put them on his makah, because there's no isra bal yiraya. What happened to the isra hanoa? So says the Bishop Brewer, he's actually quoting a Magen Avraham, that over here is different, because over here he's only being nana shaloy kader chanasai. It's called shaloy kader chanasai. Even though shaloy kader chanasai, he says it's also bidurabanan. Makom choyli, we're not goyzer. So the question is, you see from the Mishnah Berurah is saying from the Smogon Avraham that being nana from something shaloy kader chanasai, the not normal way of being nana from something, is not included in Isur Hanah. So why does our Gemara say that if somebody is asks on himself the hanah of chitim, he can't be nene from them, even in a way that's not the derech. Maisa the makor for this halacha, that something which is not the derech to be nene from it, is not nech on the isser, is the more imsachim of chav dal on days. Over there, the Gemara comes out lemaskara that any isser that says achila, that any isser that the word achila is used in the isser, in the Torah, so it's mutter shalok derech hanasei. So that's the question of the achronim. The Chassam Sofer wants to say Machudish Dik Rabshad over here, and he starts off with a question. He asks, why is the Gemara, even Naniach, it's true that the Hanash is also over here for some reason. But why is the Gemara picked off that case? The Gemara should have said, Hanas Machalai, Ema Shaloi Lahariach, I can't smell your food, or some a normal type of Hanah. Why is the Gemara Dafka pick a type of Hanah, which is Shaloi Kader Hanasi? So some Sefer is Machadish. That stamazay, when a person makes a nether, he's not going to be koinim pliny. So the isser is not only on eating; he can't any form of hanah is nechel in the isser. So when a person says koinim ma'achalcha alai, so it's not only also for him to eat the food. Even before he adds the extra word hanah, l'chayra says chacham sofer, hanah is also hanah is always nechel in isuri hanah in isuri nedarim. Mela. That's pshat in the Mela when the Gemara says that he said hanas ma'achalcha. So the Gemara asks, maybe he didn't mean to aser on himself kelim. Maybe he meant to aser more than, even though hanah was aser from the etzem neder that he made on ma'achal. But maybe when he said hanas ma'achalcha, he's coming to add also hanah, which is shaloi keder hanasai. That was the Gemara's question. That's why the Gemara dafka said shaloi yilois chitin yitin agav makosa, because that was the Gemara's question. And Mela is miyushiv this question. In echanami b'derech klal, we say that isuri hanah are only aser if they're b'derech hanasai. But over here, he added. He went out of his way to add this extra iser on himself of shaloi keder hanasai. Mela, that's why over here it should be different. He brings over there that the Rambam and the Rav and the Mishnayis, when they bring down this halacha on this Mishnah, that they write that the case is that he says hanas ma'achalcha. which is l'chari shver, because it's not like the maskan in our sugya. In our gemara, that was only half of it. They want to ask the question. They want to ask this question. They want to say, maybe he means shel yilois. The Gemara says, yeah, it really means that was the Gemara's maskana. But the Rav and the Rav, they only bring down this middle case. So some sefer says the Ma'isa in Yushalmi, that's what it says. Yushalmi, when Yushalmi says the case is, he says hanas ma'achalcha. The Gemara doesn't ask this question that maybe it's shalayula ischitin agal makasa. So says some sefer, he wants to say a shtikol teira. So some sefer, it's machlekes bavli in the Yushalmi whether or not we say by nedarim that something which is not keder hanasai is mutter like shari surim, or does loy beder hanasai is it aser by nedarim shaloy shari surim? And the mela he speaks out, could be somewhere else, not in nishtikal mamish, it could be somewhere else. He speaks out, and the machlekes is totally on how you learn the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chavav. The Gemara over there says Rabbi Yochai ben Zakkai gave shir outside the Heichal, and he would sit in the shade of the Heichal. Which the Gemara said, how is that to do that? How could it be nana from the shade of the Heichal? So the Gemara said that the shade of the Heichal is not made to, the wall of the Heichal is not made to be mahana people on the outside. It's also l'teichai asli, the Gemara says. It's made for the inside. Which Rashi and Tosafos both explain, that means that that being nana from the shade on the outside of the wall is shaloi keder hanasai. That's how they learn the Gemara's teretz. To which Tosafos over there asks the kasha that lechayra it doesn't say achila by the isra of hekdesh, it doesn't say the lashon achila. And the Gemara in Pesachim says that shaloi keder hanasai is only mutter when it says achila. So why by hekdesh is it? Why is there a heter of shaloi keder hanasai by hekdesh? To which Tosafos answers. Now there's a gzeir shava. Toi is machadish a gzeir shava of chet mitshuma. He's machadish this din of the gzeir shava, and we learn out from that gzeir shava that just like truma is mutter shloi b'derech hanasai, because over there it does say achila. So too over here, so too hekdish is going to be mutter shloi b'derech hanasai. Maestro Rabbeinu Chananel over there in that Gemara has a different shot. Rabbeinu Chananel learns that the Gemara was answering that the shade on the outside of the Mishkan, the shade on the outside of the wall, is not Kodosh. That's how he says. It's not Kodosh, not the pshat that it's like a der, that, not the pshat that it's Kodosh, but it's not the derech of Hanasai. No, there's no Kedusha b'chlal chal on the shade on the outside of the Heichal. So Rabbeinu Chananel, there is no makor anywhere that hektish, there's a heter of shalei keder hanasai. He doesn't have to be mechadish this new din of the gzeir shava. Mela pashas Rabbeinu Chananel will hold that since it doesn't say achila by hektish, so in mela there's no heter of shalei keder hanasai like Tosis held in the kasha. Mela we know that koinama is nidarim always have the same nidarim as hektish. We're going to see later on the flamet hey, there's a whole sugya of they could be there's a sad that's even meila by nidarim. Mamish like hektish has the dinim of hektish. So Mela, the fear of Rabbeinu Chananel comes out that just like hektish, there's no heter of shalei keder hanasai. Shalei keder hanasai is aser by hektish. So to by nedarim, shalei keder hanasai is aser. So Mela, that's how the Yishami holds. The Yishami holds that when you make a neder, shalei keder hanasai is nechlal in the etzem neder, that in the original neder. So when he asks around himself, Michael, and Mela Hano was included in the neder, like some sefer explains. So not only regular Hanas, but even Shalai Kader Hanase was Nechlal in the original neder that he made. So Mela, when he says, Hanas ma'achalcha alai, you can't ask me, maybe he meant to include Shaloi Keder Hanasai because it was already Nechal in the Esser Neder that he made, on the original Neder that he made. Shaloi Keder Hanasai. So, Mela, that's why the Yushalmi doesn't go further and say, maybe he's asking himself Shaloi Yulis Chitin. But Shaken, the Bavli holds like Rashi and Tosfos' pshat. Mela, Shaloi Keder Hanasai is mutter, so there's a mockum to say that maybe when he says Hanas Machal Chalai, he's coming to add Shaloi Keder Hanasai. These are the Chassam Sefer. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Chaf Aleph, he brings down this halacha in our sugya that Hanas Ma'achalcha is also Belilas Achitin Litan Agav Ma'akasai. And on the Shulchan Aruch, the Kiv Eger says, and in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Mizer Raya, that somebody who makes a neder, Astam neder in the Dharam, there's no heter of Shalik Adar Hanasai in the Dharam. So you see, like some Sefer understood, Kiv Eger is learning not some Sefer. Some Sefer learns that, no, Nedarim is like all other Nedarim, just when he adds on himself a new word, Hanaz Ma'achalcha, so included in that, he meant to add on himself Shalei Keder Hanasai. But Kiv Eger is learning, no, Minas Tam Nedarim are different than other Isurim, and Shalei Keder Hanasai is also. Kiv Eger asks on the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham that we brought, from a different Magaram himself is the one that says that Lita Ragal Makosa is considered Shalika Derech Hanasa, like I quoted from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Samach Vav. And the Magaram says in Shulchan in Orachayim Siman Shin Pei Vav in Hilchos Eiruvin, the Magaram says, what if somebody makes a neder? There's not going to be neder from a certain piece of bread, a certain pas. Can he, Magaram's Dani, can he use it for an Eiruv Chatzerus? Is that called he's being neder from it? It's giving him Rishus to be Nichnas, to be carried into the Rishus HaYachid from his bias. So the Magen Ram says over there in Sif Katan Yud that it's not considered that he's allowed to use it because it's Shalai Kedera Hanase. Because since using the pas to matter Haitzah is not the Derech Hanase of pas, Mele, that's not Nechel in the Isui Hano. So Bikivegar asks that we see not like you see not like Magen Ram, you see that Shalai Kedera Hanase is also even by Muder Hano. So he blives Sarachim. On the Magen Avraham, I saw that was brought down somewhere. B'shem or B'shmuel Rozovsky, he says a very interesting thing. Maisa Toisvus Nar Sugya has a whole different shot in the Gemara. The Gemara says Shelo Yilo Ischitin Agal Makosai. It doesn't mean like we're understanding now that he's taking chitim of the madir and he's chewing on them and putting them and he's being nene from it by putting it on his maka. It's fakir. No, it means that it's really the chitim of the mudar himself. The mudar owns the chitim. Just the madir is being loyes the chitim for him. That's the hana. That's called hanas ma'achalcha. The hana of the achila that he's moistening by day his achila. So after that's not even called shalik deir chanasai. We don't have a raya for that. The whole raya was from the Magen Avraham Tav Samach Vav that said that putting it on the using chitim as a refuah, that's called shalik deir chanasai. But the fitayis is it could be the whole. There's no the question doesn't begin. Maisa, in summary of this last shtickle, so we have a shaila about shalik deir chanah. If Shalaik Derech Hanah is also by Nedarim, like other Isurim or not, we have the Das of the Chassam Sofer that says that when a person makes Neder Stam, it asks himself Hanah always, and then when he adds Hanah Smachach, he added on himself the Shalaik Derech Hanah. Say, Kiva Eger Pashas holds not like that. The Magen Avraham Shin Pei Vav was a L'chara Stir Tar Gemar because he seems to say that even a Neder from even by Nedarim, we say the Heth of Shalaik Derech Hanah. Say, the Likar Kiva Eger. And we brought a possible teretz, and maybe the Magen Avraham is learning the Gemara al derech toisus. L'maisa is another very important machlekas we showed him. I don't want to miss out over here. Is maskanas hasugya that the neder was hanah meviyah lidei ma'achalcha. So what's going to be if he says that? So the Gemara says he means to include on himself even kalim that he uses for eicha mefesh. What's going to be by yiten chitin lagav makasa? Is that also included? So machlekes rishonim. The Ran says that that's not included. That only if he says hanos ma'achalcha, then he asks on himself shelo yilos chitin yiten lagav makasa. But if he says hanam mevide ma'achalcha, so now he asks on himself kalim, but he's allowed. He is not included in that nether is shelo yilos chitin yiten lagav makasa. And the other rishonim, I think most rishonim are chilek. The Ma'aseh of Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ran that. Like the Ran, that if he says Hanas Machalcha, only if he says Hanas Machalcha, it includes Shelo Yilos. But if he says Hanam Evidali Machalcha, so then Shelo Yitel Agav Makos is going to be Mutter. We're moving on now to the next Mishnah. Mishnah says in the Flamma Gimel of Aleph that anything that people the Derech is Kol Davar She'ein Oisim by Eichel Nefesh Makom Shemaskirin Kreitzim Ben Asar. People rent it out so that even though it's not a Kli of Eichel Nefesh, so he's saving money by not having to pay, and that's considered Stam money. We say it goes to food. That's going to be Asar even by someone who's Mudar Menu Meichel. Tosfos and Rashi and Tosfos both in Megil Daf Ches say that that's only if this Chavetz is worth a Shavu Pruta. If the chavetz is rented out for less than a shavu pruta, so then it's mutter even by mutter meichel. The Turi Evan over there asks, he doesn't know where Tosfos come up with his chiddush. Where's the makor for this chiddush that less than a shavu pruta is mutter by mutter hanah? Even less than a shavu pruta of food, he's not allowed to be lechayre. He's not allowed to be nana from. So Turi Evan is miyashav al pi Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara over there says somebody who's mekadesh maisi yedei avda. He says his eved works, and all of the profit that he makes is going to hektish. So what does the eved do? All right, the eved needs to eat. So the Gemara says the eved should borrow money, and then he should use that money to eat, and then afterwards he should work and pay back the loan with his work. To which the Gemara asks, how does that work? Every time he works, his money right away becomes hektish. So the Gemara answers that he should do pachas rishava pruta. He should work a little tiny bit, and the hektish is not chal on that. So Tosis over there explains that the das of the noida, the das of the makdish, is not on pachas rishava pruta. He doesn't have das to be makdish less than shava pruta of work. So it says the Turiyevin, who had din over here by Nedarim. Nedarim is the same gedder. That somebody who makes this neder, he's not going to be nene from Machalcha, or Hanah Mevi Lidei Meichel. His das is not on a Pachas Mishavu Pruta. So that's why over here, that's the sheet of Tosfos that he can be nene from Pachas Mishavu Pruta. The Shaila is, which he borrows Sarachri, and Tosfos over there speaks out that if he's borrowing a Kli, that if the Etzem Kli is worth less than a Shavu Pruta, then that's also Asr. That is Asr, even though it's less than a Shavu Pruta. The pshat is that he's not, because the isser is not to use the kli. The isser is the food that he's going to get from the kli. But that's what that's Turiyev in the Megillah. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, going now to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamuder, Hanoa Michaveir, Shoikolay, Shakloy, Perea, Shoivu, Machshalas, Avidosoy, Machshalotan, Leaschar, Tipo, Nala Hektish. The Be'ezus Hashem is a very, very big sugya. I hope to be able to explain it with a little bit of clarity. The Gemara right away says, Alma Avruche Ari Ba'alma Hu. Vishari. So the Gemara's Medayik, that you see from here that Avruche Ari is Mutter. It means you're chasing away a lion. Somebody goes, the Gemara says in Babakamad Afdun Ches, that if somebody chases, even if he spends money to chase away a Nezek coming Lechaveroi, he's parted from paying. There's no chiv to paying because it's not considered that he gave him anything. He's Avruche Ari Ba'alma. The Gemara says this is actually Talia on the Machlekes Chanan and Chachamim. Somebody goes to Chutzlars and somebody comes. He's Mefaris as Ishtai while he's gone. So can he come back and be Toveya? Chanan holds he cannot be Toveya, and therefore it's because he holds that this is considered Avruch Ari. He's just chasing away an Ari by paying off his Chayv. And Chachamim hold the Bnei Kohanim Magdolim hold that he's Chayv. He can make a Shua how much he paid, and he can be Toveya from the father when he comes from the husband when he comes back. So Machlekes over here, Ran and Tosfos in a few places. Over there, Baba Kama is one of them. What exactly is the case where Chanan says that he's potter from paying? The Ran's mashma. It doesn't matter what the case is. Even if the Baal Chayv was 100% coming and there was no chance that he could get out of the halva, he was going to have to pay. Still, the Chachamim hold. Still, Chanan holds that he's potter from paying. The Ri is Mechadish in Baba Kama, also over here, and also here in the Dharm, that Chanan only potters from paying, but even that it's not Bari Hezeka. When the Hezek was not 100% Bari, and he adds an interesting lashon, he says he only ended up saving him from Tsar, because he had lots of Tsar, because he was worried that maybe something was going to happen. So, b'kihai gavna, that's what he saved. That's when Chanan says that he's potter from paying. But in a matziv where his vadai bari hazeka is going to happen, so then even Chanan's moide, that's not called mavriya chari, and he has to pay. And he uses this yisoy to b'miyash of two kashas. One was from the Gemara in Baba Kama of Kuf Tes Vav, that says that if two people's chomor was being shot off anaris, and he leaves his chomer and he saves his friend's chomer. So he says, the Gemara says that he has to, that his friend has to pay him money. So why not? He says, he just saved his chomer. Teretz says, since it was Bari Hezek, it was Vade for sure going to happen, so Mela, it's not called Mavriya Chari. And then he has a few other examples there of this idea that when something is Bari Hezek, so it's not considered Mavriya Chari. So to explain this, the story of the Ri, this chiddush of the Ri, so I'm gonna say over Reb Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosha. He says a very nice hezber in the Ri, and I'll just be makdim first just to try to explain it properly. The Gemara says in the Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Daled that if the Melech comes to somebody's house and he says you have to pay me a tax. And he goes into his wheat storehouse, and he forces him to pay him the tax from his wheat, and he gives him wheat from truma. He gives him wheat from truma, manas kahuna. So the Gemara says that he's the one who paid, the one who the yid who gave the truma. He is now chayav to take from his own mammon and give it to a kohen. It's called mishtar shilei. It's called he's being mishtarish. He has more nechasim now because he used the manas kahuna in order to pay off his debt to the king. So Mela, he has more money, and that more money now we look at it as having shayches to shevet kahuna, and he has to give it to the kohanim. Tosis over there asked the kasha. Now L'chayv, the Gemara says, that same sugya over there says, Hamazik manas kahuna, or Ha'oichel manas kahuna, he's potter from paying because it's mamash ein l'toivin. Since there's nobody who can come over to him and be toivei him, because no kohen has personal schusim in his money, in manas kahuna, so he's potter, it's called mamash ein l'toivin. Tosis asks, but L'chayv, why don't we say the same svar? He's mishtar shilei. Right now that he ate manas kahuna, he doesn't have to eat his own food. For lunch, he was going to eat, and instead of eating his own food, he ate the koyin, he ate manas kahuna. So we should say he has more mama now in his house. He has extra money in his house. He has extra food in his house. He doesn't have to eat now. So Tosis answers because he could have fasted. Afshali sanas, he could have fasted. He didn't have to eat. So the melech, it's not called mishtar shalei. Mashen came when the melech came to his house. It was vada. There was no tzad. The melech was taking money from him. So it's considered that he has a revach in his money. The tzoyses have been reish mem vav sifkat and beis ask a kasha from the Gemara in Kesubis and El Nairis. Beginning of El Nairis, Gemara says that if somebody is tachaf loy beis ablia, Reuven takes Shimon's food and he puts it in Levi's mouth, and he forces it into his mouth away from that he can't spit it back out, and he has to swallow it. So he's not chayef to pay. Levi's not chayef to pay for the food bidin mazik because he's an oinus. He couldn't have helped it. But the Gemara said he's chayef mishum nene. He's chayef to pay anyway. It's mishum nene. So the Tzoyis asks, why is he chayef to pay? Why don't we say Tzoyis was a svara? That he could have fasted. He could have fasted. Just like somebody eats manas kahuna, he doesn't have to pay because Tzoyis says he could have fasted. He's not called that he was nene from it. So it's over here. Why don't we say the same thing, that he could have fasted? So Zuk the Tzoyis, he's so godl over here in the sugya. He says, there's a big difference between mishtar shilei and nene. It's two different mechayevim. There's one mechayev called Mishtarshi and one called Nene. Mishtarshi means that when Pliny's money was about to be taken away from him, and for whatever reason, and somebody else came and used his mammon to save the other person's mammon. So that, in such a scenario, we say that Reuven's money, Reuven was the one that he got his money saved, his money was saved by Shimon's money. So the mammon by Reuven, we look at Shimon has a chelik in Reuven's mammon now. The mammon is by him. Masha'en came by Nene, there was no money. The Mechayev is not that Reuven's money came instead of Shimon's money. The Mechayev is that anybody that's Nene, he's mishtamish with somebody else's money, somebody else's mammon. He eats, like the Gemara says in Subis. So even though there was no money that was going to be lost, there is no extra revach. But the etzem hano that he had from somebody else's mammon, that hano is Mechayev him to pay for it. So when someone eats Pliny's food, whether it's manas kahuna or whether it's like the Marang Subis, so there's no dinah mishtarshi over there because like Tosfos says, he could have fasted. That was Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos' kasha was, let it be mishtarshi. Why don't we say he has extra food? Tosfos' answer is not mishtarshi. But the Tosfos' machadish is though, even though it's not mishtarshi, there's another mechayev. There's another mechayev called nena mechaveroi. He took Reuven's food and he ate it, and he enjoyed it, and he was mishtamish with it. That alone is mechayiv tashlumin. Even though it was bar korcha, he didn't ask for it, and he didn't try to do it. But the etzem fact that he was mishtamish b'mamon chaveiro is mechayiv him to pay. So Mimela says the Ktzoy is by manas kahuna. Very nice that it's mechayiv him to pay. But mechayiv him to pay to who? It's no better than a mazik manas kahuna, the Gemara says. Mazik manas kahuna is potter, because it's mamon she'en le'toivin. There's no balabat. There's no bayon to speak to. There's nobody there to be toivei him. So Mimela, he's potter. Masha'enke, in the Gemara in Ksubas, he's chayiv, because there is a bayon. There's a whoever owned the food that he was eating. Whoever owned the food that he was eating is chayiv to pay. Zuktub Shimon, there's another nafkamina between Mishtarshi and Nene. Nafkamina is that by Nene, we know there's a yesoid called Zen Nene, Vizel Loi Choser's Potter. If that which we said that the Hano, being Mishtamish B'mamon Chaver, was Mechayva Tashlumin, is only Be'oifen that the person whose money that he used lost out from the fact that he was Mishtamish with his money. There we say he's Chayv to pay. Mashenkin, if there was loy chaser, the example of the Baba Kama Tavchof, is that Reuven goes and he lives in Shimon's house for a month. So if Shimon was not was not trying to rent out his house, and he didn't lose out any rent money. And even though Reuven himself was looking to rent a house, so he was mamish a nene, he saved money, he was nene, he was nene from Mamun Chavei, right? But he's not chayev, because he's only a nene. He's a nene in Mamun Chavei, right? So mele he's potter. Since his chaver was not chas or anything, so there's no mechayev of nene. Masha'en came by mishtar shizuk to Shimon. The whole mechayev is that the mamun of the person that saved his money is by him. Again, if Reuven uses his mammon to save Shimon's mammon from going lost, I mean Reuven's mammon goes lost instead of Shimon's, so that mammon that Shimon saved is considered that Reuven has a chelik in it. It's considered like it's his mammon. So Mela, it doesn't matter if there's a chaser or not. It doesn't matter if he's chaser or if he's not chaser. He has Reuven's money by him. There's a title of a money gabach. You have my money. You have to give it to him. It doesn't matter if there's a chaser or if there's not a chaser. Shimon explains this Yisoid by explaining that what's Hakapshat that the Mashtarshi is considered that he has his money. How does that happen? He says, if Reuven owns a behema, and the behema has a vlad. So we all know that vlad is owned also by Reuven. Reuven owns the vlad. Just like he owned the behema, he owns the vlad. So he says, why is that, Maisa? He never made a kinyan on the vlad. Why is the vlad his? So he explains, the reason why the vlad is his is because since his mammon was the goyrim of that mammon of the vlad to come, his mammon was goyrim another heft of mammon, so that's a siba for him to be the bialim of the new mammon, because his mammon was goyrim to come. So too by mishtarshi, if somebody uses his mammon to save somebody else's mammon, so it comes out that his mammon is the goyrim of that mammon that he saved from being taken away. So Mela, if the Shevet Kahuna used their mammon was used to be goyrim the hatsala of this person's mammon, so their mammon is now shaykh to the Shevet Kahuna. That's the din of Mishtarshile. But Mela says to Shimon like this. Rashi says in Baba Kama that the din of Mavriya Chari, the reason why Mavriya Chari is potter is because he did a mitzvah. So Bishimek says, what does it mean he did a mitzvah? Or what's the significance of a mitzvah? He said, Rashi's coming to say that a mitzvah makes it that you're never a chaser. Since a person's doing a mitzvah, so even if he doesn't get the money, he doesn't feel that he wasted his time and they did it for nothing. It's a mitzvah. So Meili says like this, that's pshat in the re. The re that holds it's not bari hazeka. So there's no chiyuv. Pshat is like this. If it's not bari hazeka, so we can't call him a mishtarshi. He's not a mishtarshi, because Harei Tosfos explained that if somebody could tie him, maybe I would have fasted. That's already enough of a svara to make it that you're not a mishtarshi. You're only mishtarshi if the money was vade going to be taken away from you. Then we say that you're a mishtarshi. But lemaisa, you're a nene. Harei, he was nene, even though for the re, he zich was nene. Harei, he took away his tsar, he took away his worries that maybe, how is he going to pay back his choiv? That for sure he did. So why don't we say that also the din nene, he's chayef to pay. So on that, we say al pi Rashi, that since it's a mitzvah, so it's considered zeh neneh v'zeh loy chaser. Even though the person went and he paid money on behalf of the loyve, but since he was doing a mitzvah, paying off somebody else's choy for him, so he's considered a loy chaser. Even if he doesn't get back any money, he's considered a loy chaser because he did a mitzvah. So Memela says the re that he's potter from paying because of dinner zeh neneh v'zeh loy chaser. But if it's bari hazeka, says the re, like in the case of a chomer falling into the yam, if it's bari hazeka, so there says the re, avada he's chayef to pay according to everybody, because over there there's a din of mishtar shilei mamoinai, because since it was a vaday chisaron, he was going to vaday end up losing his money. He's vaday going to end up losing his money. Mela, that's pshat in the re. There's an interesting machlekes here on the Gemara. The Gemara's question. The Gemara says, "Alma avruche riba almahu." So, pashas of the Gemara is asking on the first two cases that shaykele yashakele and pareyas choyve. On that, the Gemara is saying avruche riba almahu, which is how the Ran by us learns. And the Rosh is mashma. If you look at the Perish HaRosh, is mashma that the question is only going back on the case of pareyas choyve, not on shaykele yashakele. The Rashash by us speaks out. The Gemara and Ksuba stuff, Kufches is mefurish like the Rosh. The Gemara says, Bishlam ha-shaykaloi ha-shaklai, I understand why he's allowed to do it because he's doing a mitzvah, the Gemara says. But parelo is chayvai, why is it mutter? The Gemara says, it's avrucha ribalma, it's talim machlekes, it's mashma, like the Rosh. So the Rashash speaks out that the Rana learned that it must be that there's machlekes and sugas over here. because the pashas of our Gemara is mashu that the Gemara's question is going back on everything. Maisa, one last shayla I want to speak out is even though we say Chanan holds that there's no chiv to pay Hilchos Mamonis, because what we just explained about Riches, and it's like a Zen Nene, Zele Chaser. But Lemaisa, he's a Nene. Why is it that in Mudar Hana, why is it that a Mudar Hana, he's allowed to do this to a Mudar Hana? Hare, he's being Mahanehim. Seder in Hilchos Mamonis, there's no Chiyuv to pay, but Hare, the Etzim fact that he's paying off his Chayv, he's being Mahanehim. Is a Zen Zele Chaser, we explained, but he's being Mahanehim. So the Rajba and the Meiri both ask us questions, Lehedya. And the Rajba and the Iri say, which sounds like they're going on a little different mahalach than we said before, B'Shem B'Shimon. They say a very, very, very big yisoid. They bring the Gemara later on of Mem Beis, and the Darim says that if somebody's Madir Chaveira and his Chaver has nothing to eat, he's hungry, nothing to eat, so and there's nobody else to help him, so and the Madir wants to help him, but he can't, because he's not allowed to be Mahanahim. So what he should do is, he should give the money to a certain person that he knows, and he should say, I can't help Reuven, I can't be mahana him, so here, take this money, I don't know what to do with it. And then he understands on his own that he should give it to him. So you see from there that you're allowed to be mahana somebody, adeya grama. Says the Rajba and the Meiri, over here it's almost like a grama. When Reuven goes and pays Shimon's choyv for him, that's a grama. It's a grama, he's paying her back adeya grama. So maybe that's not called being Mahanahim. The Kovet Shu'urim says that you see from this, you see from this Rajbra, an answer to a Chakira. The Chakira is when somebody pays off somebody else's Choyv, what's the Pshat? Why is that? Why is the Choyv considered that it's paid off? Is the Pshat that Reuven can come and pay Shimon's Choyv and the Tashlumin has a din of Peiro on HaChoyv? He's not much paying the choiv. Or no, do we say no, you can't pay someone's choiv without him sending you, without him asking you? The pshat is that he's giving the malvin money. Al tanai, the malvin is going to go back now and be meichel the choiv from the loiva. He's getting his money, so he'll be meichel the choiv. Pshat is, it's a mechila. So it says from the Rajbi, you see that it's taka the second way. Because if it would be the first pshat that it has din of a peiron choiv, so peiron choiv is not a grama, that's a straight, direct mahana. He's paying his choiv straight. He's giving him straight. But if the pshat is that he's giving him money, and then Idei giving him money, the Malv is made to go ahead and be meichel the choiv to the loive. So that we say that's already called a grama. That's already called a grama. So the Meilor B'chan brings a riot to that it's the second way that he's actually being it's only a mechila from the Malv. In summary, we have Machlekes by Mavriya Chari, Machlekes Ran, and the Ri. What exactly is the gather in Mavriya Chari is the pshat that it's in all scenarios only when it's not Bari Hazeka. And then we had Rab Shimon's pshat to come and explain what's the pshat in the Ri, why is it, what's the difference between Bari Hazeka and not Bari Hazeka. We have Machlekes Rat, we have Machlekes Rosh and the Ran, we have pshat in our Gemara, we have the Rajba and the Meiri explaining why it's not considered to be a Mahana, the Fichanan, why is Chanan not considered to be a Mahana.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.